पहले मुख्य समाचार।
दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय मॉर्गन बागरा। इंडिया हैज स्ट्रेस्ड टू हैव फॉर अ परमानेंट सॉल्यूशन टू बॉर्डर डिमार्केशन विद चाइना बाय रेजुविनेटिंग द एस्टैब्लिश्ड मैकेनिज्म एंड कॉलिंग फॉर ब्रिजिंग द ट्रस्ट डिफिसिट क्रिएटेड बिटवीन द टू नेशंस आफ्टर द 2020 बॉर्डर स्टैंड ऑफ। New Delhi also underlined the need to maintain peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border and to solve issues through a structured roadmap of permanent engagement and de-escalation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Admiral Dong Jun on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defence Ministers meeting in China. Mr. Singh acknowledged the work being undertaken by both sides to bring back a semblance of normalcy in the bilateral relations. They agreed to continue consultations at various levels to achieve progress on issues related to disengagement, de-escalation, border management, and eventual delimitation. India has held discussions with Russia over the supply of S-400 systems, Su-30 MKI upgrades and procurement of critical military hardware in expeditious timeframes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Bolosov on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defence Ministers meeting. The two ministers held in-depth discussions on a range of issues covering current geopolitical situations, cross-border terrorism, and Indo-Russian Defense Corporation. President Draupadi Murmu has said that a strong micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSME, ecosystem is essential for the sustainable economic development of the country as it is a strong pillar of the country's economy. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi today, the President said that the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country. She highlighted that the sector is contributing about 30% of the country's GDP, 36% of the manufacturing sector, and 45% to exports. President Murmu said that the MSME sector not only contributes significantly to the country's GDP, but also promotes innovation at the grassroots level. In Jammu and Kashmir, the search operation of security forces has resumed to track down three Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists this morning in a forested area of Udhampur district. A terrorist was killed in an encounter with security forces yesterday, while three of his associates remained untrapped in the forested area of the Basantgarh belt. Despite bad weather and dense fog in the entire area, the search operation is still on using helicopter, drones and sniper dogs. The terrorists were confronted by a joint search party of the army and police in the remote Bihali area of Basantgarh yesterday. The holy town of Puri is witnessing an overwhelming spiritual spectacle today as the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath begins with grandeur and devotion. Lakhs of devotees from across India and abroad have gathered to participate in this sacred event. The ceremonial Pahandi Bijay, the ritual procession of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra, was conducted with traditional fervor this morning. In anticipation of the massive turnout, the Odisha Police and Puri District Administration have deployed extensive security measures to ensure a safe and smooth conduct of the festival. The governor has revamped the Sugamya Bharat app to strengthen accessibility support for Divyangjan and elderly citizens. The enhanced features include AI-powered chatbot support to assist users in real-time and integration of government schemes and other valuable resources for persons with disabilities. The Social Justice and Empowerment Ministry launched this app in 2021, which serves as an essential platform for citizens to report accessibility issues across public infrastructure, transportation, and information and communication technology systems. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has launched WhatsApp integration with the My Bharat portal to enhance digital engagement and streamline access to services for the youth. The WhatsApp chatbot is now live on the My Bharat portal and also accessible directly via WhatsApp number 7289001515. It includes core features for all registered My Bharat users, allowing them to explore experiential learning programs, voluntary opportunities, mentorship, and others. The India Meteorological Department has forecast monsoon to cover the entire country in the next 2 to 3 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.